This is the revelation of heaven and hell to seven youths. These seven youths were taken as a group with Jesus Christ to both heaven and hell. Due to the recording, only six testimonies were recorded. These testimonies were originally transcribed from Spanish audio and are now being narrated. Visit to Heaven, First Testimony by Esau. 2 Corinthians 12:2 reads, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, God knows, was caught up as far as the third heaven. We were in the room when we had the first experience. The room started to fill again with the light from the presence of the Lord. It was powerful, so powerful, that it lit up the entire room. The room was full of His glory. It was beautiful to be before Him. Jesus told us, My sons, now I will show you my kingdom, and we will go to my glory. We took each other's hands and were lifted up. I looked down and noticed that we were going out of our own bodies. As we left our bodies, we were dressed with white robes and started to go up at a very high speed. We arrived in front of a pair of doors, which was the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. We were astonished at what was happening to us. Thankfully, Jesus, the Son of God, was there with us, along with two angels, who each had four wings. The angels began to talk to us, but we didn't understand what they were saying. Their language was very different from ours. Neither was it like any earthly language. These angels were welcoming us, and they opened those immense doors. We saw a wonderful place with many different things. When we came inside, a perfect peace filled our hearts. The Bible tells us that God would give us peace that surpasses all human understandings. Philippians 4:7. The first thing that I saw was a deer. So I asked one of my friends, Sandra, are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at? She was no longer crying or shouting anymore, as when we were shown hell. She was smiling and said,
Yes, Esau, I'm looking at a deer.
Then I knew that everything was real. We were really in the kingdom of heaven. All the horrors that we saw in hell were soon forgotten. We were enjoying the glory of God. We went to where the deer was, and behind it stood an absolutely huge tree. It was in the center of the paradise. The Bible tells us in Revelation 2:7, Whoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I will grant the victor to eat from the tree of life that stands in the paradise of God. This tree is a symbol of Jesus, because Christ is eternal life. Behind the tree was a river of crystalline water. It was so clear and beautiful, like we had never seen before on earth. We just wanted to stay in that place. Many times we said to the Lord, Lord, please, don't take us out of this place. We want to be here forever. We don't want to go back to earth. And the Lord answered us,
It is necessary that you go back to give testimony of all the things that I have prepared for those who love me, because I am coming back very soon, and my reward is with me.
When we saw the river, we hurried there and got inside of it. We remembered the scripture that says that whoever believes in the Lord, from his belly shall run rivers of living water. John 7:38. The water from this river seemed to have life in itself. So we immersed ourselves in it. Inside and outside of the water, we could breathe normally. The river was very deep, and there were many different colors of fish swimming in it. The light inside and out of the water was normal. In heaven, light did not seem to come from a specific source. Everything was just brightly lit up.
The Bible tells us that the Lord Jesus is the light of that city, Revelations 21:23. With our hands, we took some of the fish out of the water, and they didn't die. So we ran to the Lord and asked him why. And the Lord smiled and answered that in heaven, there is no more death, no more crying, and no more pain. Revelations 21:4. We left the river and ran to every place we could find. We wanted to touch and experience everything. We wanted to bring everything back home with us because we were so amazed at the things that were in heaven. They simply cannot be explained sufficiently with words. When the Apostle Paul was taken to heaven, he saw things that he could never explain with words because of the greatness of the things in the kingdom of heaven. 2 Corinthians 12. There are things that we saw that we have almost no way of it describing. We then came to a very immense area, a very wonderful and beautiful place. This place was full of precious stones, gold, emeralds, rubies, and diamonds. The floor was made of pure gold. We then went to a place where there were three very large books. The first one was a Bible made of gold. In Psalms, it tells us that the Word of God is eternal and that the Word of God remains in heaven forever. Psalms 119:89. We were looking at a huge golden Bible. The pages, the scripture, and everything was made of pure gold. The second book that we saw was bigger than the Bible. It was open, and an angel was sitting there, writing inside the book. Together with the Lord Jesus, we got closer to see what the angel was writing. The angel was writing all the things that were happening on the earth. Everything that has happened, including the date, the hour, everything is recorded there. This is done so that the Word of God can be fulfilled where it says that the books were opened and that the people on the earth were judged according to their works that were written in those books. Revelations 20:12. The angel was writing all the things that the people were doing here on earth, good or bad, as it is written. We continued to the place where the third book was. It was even larger than the last book. The book was closed, but we got closer to it. All seven of us together took the book down from its stand, according to the command of the Lord, and we put it on a pillar. The pillars and columns in heaven are so wonderful. They're not made like the ones on earth. The columns were like braid. They were made of different precious stones. Some were made of diamonds. Others were made of pure emeralds. Others were made of pure gold. And others were made of a combination of many different types of stones. I then understood that God really is the owner of all things, as it is written in Haggai 2:8, "The gold is mine, and the silver is mine." I understand that God is absolutely rich, and he owns all the riches in the world. I also understand that the world, in all its fullness, belongs to our God, and he wants to give it to those who ask in faith. The Lord said, "Ask me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance." Psalms 2:8. This book that we put on the column was so big that in order to turn a page, we had to walk each page to the other side of the book. We tried to read what was in the book as the Lord asked us, and at first it was difficult to read because it was written in a strange characters that we could not understand. It was different from any earthly language. It was something totally heavenly. But with the help of the Holy Ghost, we were given the grace to understand it. It was like bandages were taken off our eyes, and we could then understand the writing as clear as our own language. We could see that all seven of our names were written in this book. The Lord told us that it was the book of life, Revelations 3:5. we noted that the names written in the book were not the names we were called on earth. These names were new. So the word of God can be fulfilled when it says that he would give us a new name that no one else knows but the person who receives it. Revelations 2:17. In heaven, we were able to pronounce our names. But once the Lord brought us back to earth, those names were taken from our memories and our hearts. The word of God is eternal, and it has to be fulfilled. My friends, the Bible says in Revelations 3:11, "Don't let anyone take your crown. Don't let anyone usurp or remove that place that the Father has ready for you." In heaven, there are millions of things that are wonderful. We just can't express it with our mouths. But I want to tell you something. God is waiting for you. However, it is only the people that preserve until the end who will be saved. Mark 13:13.
The next testimony, number two, is done by a man named Ariel.
When we started to go up to the kingdom of heaven, we came to a beautiful place with precious doors. In front of the doors were two angels, and they started to talk, but their speech was angelic, and we could not understand what they were saying. But the Holy Ghost gave us understanding. They were welcoming us. The Lord Jesus put his hands on the doors, and they opened. If Jesus were not with us, we would never have been able to come inside of heaven. We began to appreciate everything in heaven. We saw a huge tree. The Bible describes this tree as the tree of life, Revelations 2:7. We went to a river and saw a lot of fish inside. Everything was just so amazing that my friends and I decided to go inside the water. We began to swim under the water. We saw the fish moving around and they caressed our bodies. They didn't swim away, as normally happens on earth. The presence of the Lord calmed the fish. The fish could trust us because they knew we weren't going to harm them. I was so blessed and marveled that I grabbed one of the fish and took it out of the water. What was so amazing was that the fish was very quiet, enjoying the presence of the Lord, even in my hands. I put the fish back into the water. I could see in the distance that there were white horses in heaven, as it is written in the Word of God in Revelations 19:11. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse appeared. Its rider is called Faithful and True. Justly he judges and wages war. Those horses were the ones that the Lord will use when he comes to the earth to take his people, his church. I walked to the horses and began to pet them. The Lord followed me and allowed me to ride one of them. When I started to ride, I felt something that I had never felt before on earth. I began to experience the peace, the freedom, the love, the holiness that a person can have in that beautiful place. I started to enjoy everything that my eyes could see. And I just wanted to enjoy everything in that beautiful paradise that the Lord has prepared for us. We also could see the wedding banquet table. Everything was already served. It had no beginning or end. We saw chairs prepared for us. There was also crowns of eternal life that were ready to be taken by us. We saw delicious foods that are already set for all those who will be invited to the wedding of the Lamb. Angels were there with some white cloth for the cloaks that the Lord is preparing for us. I was amazed looking at all these things. The Word of God tells that we have to receive the kingdom of God like little children. Matthew 18:3. When we were in heaven, we were like little children. We started to enjoy everything there. The flowers, the residence. The Lord even allowed us to go inside the residence. Then God took us to a place that had many children. The Lord was in the middle of them. And he started to play with them. He made sure to spend enough time with each of them, and he enjoyed being with them. We got close to the Lord and asked him, Lord, are these children the ones who are going to be born on earth? And the Lord answered,
No, these children are the ones who were aborted on the earth.
Upon hearing that, I felt something inside of me, and it made me shake. I remembered something I had done in the past, when I did not know the Lord. At that time, I was in a relationship with a woman, and she got pregnant. When she told me she was pregnant, I did not know what to do, so I asked her for some time to make a decision. Time passed, and when I went to tell her my decision, it was already too late because she had an abortion. And that marked my life. Even after I accepted the Lord in my heart, that abortion was something I could never forgive myself of. But God did something that day. He allowed me to enter that place and told me,
Ariel, do you see that girl that is there? That girl is your daughter.
When he told me that, I saw the girl. And I felt the wound that I had on my soul for such a long time. And it started to heal. The Lord allowed me to walk close to her. And she got close to me. I took her in my hands and I saw her eyes. One word I heard from her lips.
Daddy!
I understood and I felt that God had mercy on me. And he had forgiven me. But I had to learn to forgive myself. Dear friend, whoever reads this, I want to tell you one thing. God has already forgiven your sins. Now you have to learn to forgive yourself. I give thanks to God for allowing me to share this testimony with you. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you honor and glory. This testimony is of the Lord. He allowed us to receive this revelation. I hope that each one of my brothers that reads this testimony shall receive the blessing of this testimony and take it to bless many others. God bless you. The Third Testimony. Revelations 21:4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. When we arrived, these big doors were opened for us. And I started to see a valley full of flowers. The flowers were beautiful, and their smell was exquisite. We started to walk and experience total freedom, like we had never felt on the earth. We felt the peace that filled our hearts. And while we looked at the flowers, we noticed that each one was unique. Each petal was different, genuine, and had a unique color. Inside my heart, I said to the Lord that I wanted to have one of these flowers. The Lord gave me an expression of agreement. I got close to a flower and started to pull it. But nothing happened. I could not pull the flower out of the ground. I couldn't even pull the petals or leaves off the flower. Then the Lord broke the silence and said,
Here. Everything must be done in love.
He touched the flower, and it surrendered itself to the hand of the Lord. He then gave it to us. We continued walking, and the smell of the flowers was still with us. We arrived at a place with a set of very beautiful doors. And these doors, they were not simple. They were very ornate in their craftsmanship, and had precious stones engraved on them. The doors were opened, and we entered into a room with many people. Everybody was running here and there, making preparations. Some of them carried rolls of shiny white cloth over their shoulders. Others were carrying spindles of golden thread. And yet others were taking some kind of plates with something like shields inside of them. Everyone was running with effort. We asked the Lord, why there was so much effort and hurry? The Lord bid a young man to come close. This man had a roll of cloth on his shoulders. He came and looked at the Lord reverently. When the Lord asked him why he was carrying that roll of cloth, he just looked at the Lord and said,
Lord, you know what the cloth is for.
This cloth is to be used to make the robes of the redeemed, the robes of the great bride.
Upon hearing this, we felt a great joy and peace. In Revelations 19:8, it tells us, it has been granted to her to be dressed in pure, resplendent linen, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints.
When we came out of that place, we felt even more peace, because it was beautiful to see that the Lord Himself was making something nice for us. He has the place and the time for you because you are important to Him. When we came out of that place, our eyes got lost in every detail in heaven. It's like each thing had life in itself, and every object there was giving glory to God. Then we came to a place where there were millions and millions of children of all ages. When they saw the Lord, all of them wanted to hug Him, to feel more of His love, because He was their passion. Jesus was the passion of each child there. We felt like crying after seeing how the Lord spoiled each one of these children, and how He kissed them and held their hands. We saw how angels got close to the Lord, bringing Him babies wrapped in linen. The Lord caressed and touched and gave them a kiss on their foreheads, and then the angels took them back with Him. We asked the Lord why there were so many children there. Were those the children that are going to be sent to the earth? The Lord sounded touched for a moment, and He said,
No, these children will not be sent to the earth. These are the ones that were aborted on the earth, whose parents don't want to have them. These are my children, and I love them.
I nodded my head, and even my voice trembled as I asked the Lord such a question. When I didn't know the Lord, the true life that He is, I made mistakes and sinned like everyone else. Among those sins was an abortion I had. There was a moment where I had to be face to face with the Lord and ask Him, Lord, is the baby that I aborted long ago, is he here? The Lord answered,
Yes.
I started walking to one of the sides and I saw a beautiful little boy. Close to his feet stood an angel. The angel was looking at the Lord, and the boy had his back facing us. The Lord told me,
Look, there is your boy.
I wanted to see him, so I ran over to him, but the angel stopped me with his hand. He showed me that I had to listen to the boy first. I started to hear what the little boy was saying. He was talking and looking in the direction of the other children. He asked the angel,
Are my daddy and my mommy coming here soon?
The angel, looking at me, answered to him,
Yes, your daddy and your mommy are just about to come.
I do not know why I was given the privilege of hearing these words, but in my heart I knew that these words were the best gift that the Lord could give me. This little one was not talking with anger or pain, maybe knowing that we didn't let him be born. He was simply waiting with love that God had placed in his heart. We continued walking, but I kept the image of that boy in my heart. I know that each day I have to make an effort to be able to be with him one day. And I have one more reason to go there, because someone is waiting for me in the kingdom of heaven. The Word of God tells us in Isaiah 65:19,
I too will rejoice over Jerusalem and will delight in my people. No more will there be heard in her the voice of weeping or the voice of crying.
We came to a place with some small mountains, and the Lord Jesus came dancing. In front of him was a crowd of people dressed in white robes, and they lifted their hands with green olive branches. When they waved the branches in the air, they released oil. God has great things prepared for you. Now is the time for you to put your heart before Him. God bless you.
The Fourth Testimony.
In the kingdom of heaven, we saw wonderful things, as it is written in the Word of God, 1 Corinthians 2:9.
No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has the human heart thought of what God has prepared for those who love Him.
When we arrived at the kingdom of heaven,
It was so spectacular and wonderful to see so many things, so many big things, and to feel the glory of the Lord. It was so special, a place with lots of children. We could say that there were millions of children in that place. We saw children of different ages. Heaven was divided into sections. We saw some kind of baby house that sheltered kids aged 2 to 4. We also noticed that the children in the kingdom of heaven, they grow up. And there was a school where the children are taught the word of God. The teachers are angels, and they teach the children worship songs and how to glorify the Lord Jesus. When the Lord arrived, we could see the immense joy of our King. Even though we could not see his face, we could see his smile. It filled the entire place. When he arrived, all the children ran to him. In the middle of all those children, we could see Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth. She was a beautiful woman. We did not see her on a throne, and neither was anyone worshiping her. She was there as one of the other women in heaven. Like all other people on earth, she had to win her salvation. She had a white robe and a golden belt around her waist, and her hair reached down to her waist. On earth, we have listened to many people as they worship Mary as the mother of Jesus. But I want to tell you that the Word of God says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. John 14:6. The only entrance to the kingdom of heaven is Jesus of Nazareth. We also noticed that there was no sun or moon. The Word of God tells us in Revelation 22:5, and night shall be no more. They will need neither lamplight nor sunlight, for the Lord God will be their light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We could see the glory of God. We find it difficult to explain the horrors that we saw when we were shown hell. But it is even more difficult to try to explain the celestial things we saw and the perfection of our Maker. When we were there, we wanted to run and see everything. We could lie down on the grass and we could feel the glory of God. That soft whistle, that soft wind that caresses our faces, it was something wonderful. In the middle of the sky, we could see a huge cross made of pure gold. We believe that this was not a symbol of idolatry, but more like a symbol of showing that through the death of Jesus on the cross, we have entrance to the kingdom of heaven. We continued walking in heaven, and it was fascinating to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. There we could know for sure who is the God we are serving. It's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Many of us on earth think that there's a God up there just waiting for us to commit a sin so he can punish us and send us to hell. But I tell you, that is not a reality. We could see the other face of Jesus. The Jesus that is a friend. A Jesus that cries when you cry. Jesus is a God of love, compassion, and mercy. He takes us in his hands and he helps us to continue in the way of salvation. The Lord Jesus also allowed us to meet a person from the Bible. We met King David, the King David mentioned in scriptures. He was a good-looking man, tall, and his face reflected the glory of God. The whole time we were in the kingdom of heaven, the only thing that King David did was dance, 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 and give all the glory and honor to God. To those who are reading this testimony, I want to tell you that in the Word of God it says in Revelation 21:27, but nothing unclean, nor anyone practicing immorality or falsehood shall ever enter it, but only those whose names have been recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I also want to tell you that only the brave ones take hold of the kingdom of heaven. God bless you. The Fifth Testimony. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the tribunal of Christ, so that each may receive as his due what he practiced while in the body, whether good or bad. In the kingdom of heaven, we could see the New Jerusalem, which the Bible tells us about in John 14:2. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If this were not so, I would have told you, for I am going away to prepare a place for you. We could see the city and enter it. It is a real and wonderful city. Jesus went there to prepare those dwelling places for us. In the city, we could see that each residence or house had the owner's name written in front of the house. This city was not yet inhabited, but it was ready for us. We were allowed to go inside the houses and to see all the things inside. But later, when we left the city, we forgot the things that we saw. Those memories were taken away from us. However, we can remember that the columns of the houses are plated with precious metals and have many different types of precious stones encrusted in them. They also have pure gold in them. The gold in the city is, it's like the Bible describes. It's almost transparent and so shiny. The gold on earth cannot be compared to the luster and beauty to the gold that is in heaven. After this, we were taken to a place that had lots of containers. Inside those containers were crystallized tears. Those were the tears that the sons of God shed on earth. They were not the tears of complaints, but the tears that people shed while they were in the presence of God. Tears of repentance, tears of gratitude. God keeps these tears as a precious treasure in heaven, just like it is mentioned in Psalms 56:8. Thou takest note of my roaming, and put my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? We also came to a place where there were many, many angels. All throughout heaven, we could see many different type of angels, but this place had just one special type. We saw that Jesus had a specific angel for each person. He also showed us that this angel will be close to us during our entire existence. He introduced us to the angels assigned to us. We got to see their characteristics. But God told us that we were not allowed to reveal those things to others. We read in Psalms 91:11,
"For he gives his angels orders regarding you, to protect you wherever you go."
We came to a place with many lockers. Within them were many different flowers. Some flowers were open, beautiful and radiant, but others were kind of droopy. And some others, well, they were even shriveled. We asked Jesus what the meaning of all these flowers were, and he answered,
"It is because the life of each of you is like one of these flowers."
He took one of the radiant flowers and said,
"This flower shows the condition of the communion that you have with me."
He left that flower and took another one that was down. He said,
"Look, this person is down because they're having a trial or a difficulty. There is something in this life that is interrupting the communion with me. Do you know what I do with these flowers when they are down in order to make them brilliant and healthy again?"
He then took the flower in his hand and he said,
"I shed my tear over them and I raise them up."
We saw how in a powerful way this flower began to have life again and raise up, and its colors began to appear again. Then he took one of the shriveled flowers and he threw it into the fire and said,
"Look, this person had known me and walked away from me. Now he dies without me and is thrown into the fire."
John 15:5-6. When we left there, we saw a beautiful castle very far in the distance. Nobody dared to get close to that castle, and we believe that is what the scripture talked about in Revelation 22:1.
"Then he showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb."
We believe that that castle was probably located near the presence and throne of God. While experiencing all these things in the kingdom of heaven, we had so much joy in our hearts. We had a peace that passes all understanding.
Philippians 4:7. We understood, as it is written in 1 Peter 1:4, to an inheritance imperishable, unsullied, and unfading, that is kept safely in heaven for you.
The sixth testimony. Luke 22:30.
That you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will be seated on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. In that marvelous place, God allowed us to see the most beautiful reception hall that we ever thought could exist anywhere in the universe. We saw a giant throne that had two chairs in pure gold and precious stones that do not exist on earth. In front of the giant throne was a table that had no end. On it was a white tablecloth. It was so white that we couldn't compare it to anything on earth. All manner of exquisite and refined foods were set on the table. We saw grapes the size of oranges, and the Lord Jesus Christ let us taste some of them. We can still remember their taste. It was something so wonderful. My brother and friends, you can't imagine all the things that are ready in the kingdom of heaven and what God has already prepared for you. 1 Corinthians 2:9. Also on the table, God allowed us to see the bread, the manna. This was the bread of God that was the scripture tells us about. We were allowed to enjoy the taste along with many other wonderful things that don't even exist on earth. These things are waiting for us as our incorruptible inheritance in the kingdom of heaven. We will enjoy some amazing, exquisite, and delicious foods when we inherit the kingdom of heaven. We were amazed that the chairs were set on both sides of the table, and these beautiful chairs had names written on each one. We could clearly read our names on those chairs, but our names were not the same ones that we have here on earth. They were the new names that no one else knows but ourselves. Revelations 2:17. What was written in the Word of God surprised us. Do not rejoice that the demons submit to you. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
Luke 10:20.
There were a lot of chairs. There's enough space for all those who want to come to the kingdom of heaven. There were also chairs that were taken away from the table. That means that there are men and women who got tired of serving the Lord, and their names were erased from the book of life, and they are set away from the wedding supper of the Lamb. God also allowed us to see a man from the Bible, the wonderful saints that we read about in scriptures. We were surprised to see Abraham. Abraham was an elder, but not in his body or in his appearance. He was an elder by the wisdom that he had. Abraham's hair was totally white, but each hair was like glass filament or diamond filament. What surprised us the most was that he was even younger than we are. In heaven, all of us will rejuvenate and be young. We were also surprised by his words. Abraham told us something that we will never forget. He welcomed us to the kingdom of heaven, and he told us that soon we would be in that place, because the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is approaching quickly. The end.